Let's hear from Mary. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
So I was just listening to your conversation with Becky about challenges being hard, and it occurred to me that, you know, the bigger you play, the harder the challenge is meant to be. But with the new mindset, the easier your experience of it is.
Yes. Interesting. Okay. That makes sense. So the bigger you want to play, you will naturally have bigger challenges, because bigger challenges come with bigger games. That's what makes them a bigger game, is the bigger challenges. However, as you build up to it, your mindset shifts so that your experience of the challenge is easier. It doesn't stop you, or it doesn't make you feel like life is bad because of this challenge. It's like, oh yeah, I picked this challenge, so this must be a good thing. It's sort of like it changes your relationship to it somehow. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, and I'm not sure that it happens organically. I think it's a conscious change in mindset. It's like what Becky just did. She completely transformed her mindset, right? So now it's almost like you're going to be more welcoming of big challenges, because you know you're going to have a different mindset towards it. A different frame of reference. So the bigger challenges are going to come, you're not going to resist them as much, and you're going to win bigger games.
That's awesome. Speaking of big challenges, what's happening with the nest?
With my followers?
No, with your nest.
With my what?
With your nest. Isn't there something about the gnats or something, or am I thinking of something
else?
Oh, the gnats.
The gnats are dying one by one.
You've been sharing on the game about getting rid of these gnats. I really wanted to check in and see what's happening with that.
The gnats are going away, there is a marked difference in the number of gnats surrounding my plants in my kitchen and all of that. So, yes, I think I saw a couple flying around this morning. They just haven't made it over to the traps yet, but I have confidence that by the end of the Olympic challenge, all the gnats will be gone.
I thought it was awesome when you created your environmental challenge. It's like, I'm going to get rid of some limiting beliefs and some gnats. Okay, that's pretty good. They're in the same kind of ballpark, limiting beliefs, that. Yeah, that's perfect. They're very metaphorically related.
Dave, these gnats have been multiplying for about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months now. And it's been a toleration. It just needed to stop.
Yes. I think maybe we could say the same thing about limiting beliefs. They do tend to multiply.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know, and then maybe we just need to say, no, this needs to stop. I need to get a hold of my mindset and get rid of some of these gnats that are flying around in there.
That's right.
I think that's pretty good. When I read that, I laughed so loud. I said, all right, some limiting beliefs and some gnats. Okay, good. That's good environment. I want to thank you for that. That was one of my good laughs from the Olympic challenge so far. The Olympics are funny, folks. Just want you to know.
All about making people smile and keeping it fun.
Yes, exactly. Well done, Mary. Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Kirsten. How are you?
Kirsten, I'm awesome. What's going on?
You know what? I was listening to everything about challenges, and the first thing that went into my mind about challenges that we often don't realize, that challenges, they open doors for us. And they open doors for us in two ways. It's one is, as Deanna says, that you're learning new skills, you're growing. you're growing as a person because you're mastering new things. But the other thing is that if you're open to it, and as you go through a challenge, it also lets you get rid of old beliefs, like limiting beliefs and things that we don't need anymore.
Yes, right.
And it's an unbelievable thing to be able to take, you know, Deanna is with leukemia and embracing it. I had to do it years ago, not knowing I was doing it with a son with Asperger's syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing that when you say, okay, you know what, it's a challenge, but this too, we can face and we can conquer it, and then you move on. It just opens up so many doors.
Yes, I think that is the whole, I think there, it's part of the big idea of challenge in our lives is that whether it's self-directed or universe-selected, and then how those two seem to be, you know, magnets for each other, that they, when you become, when you step up to a challenge, you become a different person, and sometimes in a small way, sometimes in a big way. And then when you become a different person, you then have access to different opportunities, different doors appear that you couldn't even see before. They might have been there all along, but you couldn't see them because you weren't ready for them yet, or you weren't a big enough person yet, or you didn't have enough awareness yet. And so stepping up to challenges expands your awareness, expands your capabilities, and then new doors open. And you become, you know, a lot of things happen from stepping into challenges. You become more assertive about going for what you really feel is important. You become more gracious, you know, towards other people facing challenges. The bigger challenges you face, it's like the more gracious you become because you just realize, wow, you know what? Challenges are tough in life. You know, I mean, I can say for sure, like, you know, Deanna was talking about patience and how leukemia taught her patience. And, you know, I was always like a very motivated, upbeat type of person, but I didn't have a lot of space in my life for people who were struggling. It's like, you know, why are you struggling? You know, struggling is a choice. And, you know, step up and all that. That was my basic philosophy in my 30s, like struggling is not an option, like just don't bother with people who are struggling. But, you know, Thomas dying and then facing the massive challenge of Coachville and everything that came out of that, I have a real appreciation for struggle. And when people are struggling, it's like, hey, I get it. I am with you. Let's figure it out. And, you know, not judging it, but, you know, so I think there is something beautiful about challenge and how it gives us opportunities to grow. I think that's also what you were alluding to, which I think is really true. So it's like a massive school, like the school of challenge, right? It's like a great school.
It is, and it's almost kind of fun because you never know. Each day is different. And what's going to come of it. And so
yes,
it can be fun if you allow it to be fun. It can be really fun. And to realize
exactly
that sometimes some challenges are minor setbacks to move you or to propel you to something greater.
That is so true. Awesome. Well done. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for jumping into the conversation. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Deanna, did you want to share something?
No, I was writing these quotes down. There's so many good things. I already posted one on Facebook.
That's really good. I love it. Deanna is a real-time Facebook poster. That is fantastic. Love that. Thank you so much. Go ahead,
Deanna.
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I'm just a little stunned by the conversations that are happening in this room. And, you know, you started the conversation, you mentioned something about serious play, and I think so many people listen to Let's Play a Game, and they don't fully understand what really can happen when you're seriously playing. And that's just what's really striking to me right now.
Yeah, serious plays. Serious. You know, there's this thing too about hold on, Dion, I'm so glad your mic is on. How do you say that guy's name who wrote the book on flow?
Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi.
Thank you for that.
You know how I remember it? I actually learned this from the positive psychology group when I was talking to them. You just think of cheeks sent me high. So you think of smiling. Cheeks sent me high. And there you go.
Okay. Cheeks sent me high. There you go. Okay, well, there's a lot of... This book is making a major resurgence in terms of its applicability and meaning for us, because there's so much talk about how playing a good game or a great game presents you with opportunities for that flow experience. And there's a few key elements of the equation that make a flow experience possible. And you need all of these elements. There has to be the right amount of challenge. It can't be too hard, and it can't be too easy. And it has to have meaning. It has to be important to you that for whatever, you know, and what has to be important to you. So if that's according to you, what you think is important. When you have something that is important to you and you have just the right amount of challenge, you can very easily get into that flow state. And if it's too easy, you won't get in. If it's too hard, you get frustrated, and then that also doesn't let you into the flow state. And if it's not meaningful to you, you won't pop into the flow state. And so the whole idea is, how do we create games that can where people can pop into the flow state? And so one of the challenges in game design is to make a game where the player can kind of hone in on their right level of challenge. Because if you make just one challenge for everyone, there's some people that would be too easy for them, some people it would be too hard for them, and just a very few people it'll be in their sweet spot. But by making a game like this, where you pick your own challenge and then also be awake and aware for the universe to pile on a little bit, right? But by making a game where you pick the challenge, you can find your sweet spot between too easy and too hard for any given week or day or month or whatever. Like this game is 16 days, the quest will be a 30-day game each month. And so then you can select the challenge that can where you can regularly pop into that flow state, because the challenge is right and the meaning is there because you select it, so it's meaningful for you. You pick how challenging you want it to be, make it just in the right spot, and then that way you can regularly pop yourself into the flow state, and that is sweet. And that's happened for me a bunch of times this week, like, all right, I'm writing this stuff, and it's like, okay, I know just what I need to do today, and I'm going to go to this park and make it fun, and this is what I really care about right now in my life is creating this game. And so I've just been popping into the flow state on a regular basis, and that hasn't happened to me in a while. So there's something very cool about this. And so as we create games, and I think all coaches eventually will see themselves as game creators, because you're creating games for your clients and players, is how to be masterful at creating games that pop people into that flow state, because that's when life is really sweet, when you can pop into that flow state for a couple hours every day. All right, I don't know, that was a wild tangent, and I'm always glad Deanna can tell me how to say that fellow's name, because I could never never say it right myself. Anyway, thanks for all this awesome stuff. Let's hear, we have a few more people, and then we want to talk a little bit about how to play better, and sort of a combination of how to play any game better and also how to play real life as a game. So we're learning a lot about this through this Olympic Challenge, so I really want to put our heads together and explore that idea some. We have a few more people who wanted to share. I have someone in 512 area code and someone in 312 area code. So let's have these folks, and then we'll move to the next point. So 512 area code, who is this?
This is Stan.
Stan, go for it.
A lot of things have been connecting for me. I made up a game a year and a half ago when I had heart surgery that I wanted to get way better shape. And I've done a good job of just incrementally getting better shape, better diet, building good habits around that in the traditional way that we would coach with build great habits. And some of it was play and some of it was fun. But I've been, this is funny, you make up a game and then the universe wants to play and the universe wants something of you. The game I made up was I wanted to play a lot better golf, better quality of golf than I'd played before.
Okay.
And out of that, I started looking at what's a good workout. And then this program comes along, and I looked up towards the end of last week, and I'm in this boot camp at a martial arts studio that Patricia turned me on to. And I have to barely pull myself into the truck when I left. I could hardly move. But in the process, I realize I'm learning something, which is part of flow, going back to what you're talking about, learning and growing is one of the elements that's present there. And what I'm learning is here are the muscles I need to strengthen. Here's the stamina I need to have. Switching a topic wildly, we've got a special needs granddaughter. And she's an amazing teacher for us, for all of us, for the frustration that's there because we want her to have a extraordinary life, and then the worry kicks in of, are we doing it right? We don't know what the answer is, all that, but it's actually pulling us together in a way of having great conversations together and learning more about how to play that game better as well. But it's a big enough problem that makes the little stuff just kind of like, we don't want to tolerate this anymore, we're moving on. So Werner Erhard's old quote, you want to solve a problem, create a bigger problem?
Yes, indeed.
you may not create it, but it's in your life. So, let's claim it so that those things we've tolerated just no longer have space for us. We don't have space for them. So there's a lot of that going on for me that's just wrapped around how this game comes together, and the timing's perfect. So, and one quick thing, Deanna, thanks for your candor and your fearlessness of sharing the vulnerability you did the other day on the I don't know what to call it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for the kick. Opens it up for me to play a better life too. So thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you, Stan. That's incredible. You know, Deanna and I were talking this morning about the coaching family tree and how, there's Werner Erhard and that whole crew that was there with him in the 70s designing transformational programs, and some people liked it and some people didn't like it, you know, for different techniques they were using. But coaching was always an integral part of what they were doing. And Thomas Leonard worked in Werner Erhard's office for 2 years. He was Werner's accountant. He was the financial planner and accountant for Werner's company, and he was there in the office every day for 2 years. You hear Werner's quote about if you don't like a problem, make a bigger problem or something like that, and then Thomas used to say something like, if you have too many problems, you need a bigger game, right? So it's like Thomas just put a little game spin on some of these ideas, but they all are coming from that same source. There was this crew of people that were in a little tight community there that were inventing how to play big in the world, how to create transformation, how to have coaching as an integral part of it. And so coaching and transformation and a lot of these ideas, they all come from that source, from that core, from 40-some years ago now. Incredible to think about it. Anyway, very exciting stuff, and your quote just made me think of that. All right, last one. Let's hear from who's calling in from 312. Who is this?
Yeah, hi, Coach Dave. This is Rocky Romero.
Rocky, go for it.
Well, thank you. I've been listening to this and really get excited about a lot of things, but what I really get the message from the Olympics, which I think applies to our business life and the things that are going on, especially with somebody thinking about the game while they're in the hospital or playing to a bigger level. It's really this, is at least for myself, it applies, is that I look forward to, I'm starting to look forward each day to what's exciting for me that day. And having been in business or doing this for a long time, sometimes it's same old, but once I can shift that to what's exciting about it. For instance, I really get excited for the Olympic Games if I'm looking forward to a particular sport that I don't know what the outcome's going to be, whether it's the women's gymnastics or the women's volleyball or the men's soccer or any of those. It really becomes exciting to anticipate it and watch it, and carrying that over into the business life is important. So what I've noticed is that while challenges are there, quite frankly, challenges immediately brings up to mind an obstacle, which right away there's a heavy weight on the shoulders thinking of obstacles. But if that same thought turns around to excitement, all of a sudden there is no weight. It's all lifted up, and it's all going forward for whatever situation it might be. So it's really, I think if I crystallize it down to one essence, it's that. It's really being focusing on what's exciting, especially when we talk to other people about how their day is going, and which is really kind of a lousy question. A better quality question is to ask, what's exciting about your day today? Which really totally shifts that. And I think that's the message I'm getting from all of this.
Awesome. Well done, Rocky. You know, I think similar is, you know, when I was coaching and doing a lot of exploratory sessions, and I started off with, you know, what are you working on? And then after a little while, I realized a way better question is to ask people, what is your big game? You know, just changing the question totally transformed those conversations. You know, what are you working on? It can be a, you know, it can get people talking about some things, for sure. But what is your big game and what does winning look like? That is a totally different question and would really spark some juicy conversation. So that is a really good point that Rocky is making about asking better quality questions, which is a fundamental coaching principle, so that's very cool. And how we respond to challenges, I think, is really determined, like all of you have said, of, you know, when you become aware of the challenge, what are the questions that come to your mind? And if you notice your mind coming up with questions like, why is this happening to me? Or, oh, shoot, now I'm screwed. You know, those kind of questions and thoughts, then you need to be aware of that. Can change the question once it pops in your mind, but you can turn it around. You can say, okay, wait, what's a better question to ask myself? Don't judge your mind. Your mind is going to pop up with all kinds of stuff. So you don't need to judge it and go, you know, what's wrong with me? And then what's wrong with me that I even have these thoughts? Those are not useful. They don't serve much purpose. But if you say, oh, that's not the best question. Hold on. Better question is, how is this challenge serving me? What is the perfection of this in my life? How is this challenge going to make me step up my game even more? How is this challenge going to make me aware of who I need to become so that I can live this vision of my life that I see? You know, these kinds of questions are powerful questions that you can turn around and ask yourself. And we can teach these kinds of questions to our players. And those kinds of questions, like Rocky is saying, turning the questions around really changes your quality of life in a big way. Rocky, I want to just take a moment while we have you on the phone with everyone here. I just want to thank you for your awesome, awesome, awesome participation in the game and being an incredible supporter of the other players, and your often exceedingly quirky responses and questions, which make me laugh every day when I go on the game card. I go on the game card to see what people are doing and to see what crazy-ass question Rocky posed as a result.
Well, thank you. Now, that's exciting.
It's half the fun of the game is to see what you come up with. Like when Karina was sharing about some challenges she was facing and you said, what if you tried it with one arm tied behind your back? I just got such a laugh out of that. Like, Yeah, Rocky, you are hilarious. So thank you for that. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. All right, let's move on. Thank you so much for this brilliant, deep, and very fruitful and provocative conversation around challenge and the purpose of challenge in our lives. Wow, so awesome. I can't wait to listen to this recording again, and I will make sure it's available for everyone because this is really a good conversation to listen to over and over again.